Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network and co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how's this week looking for you? What's going on?
Hey, Bill, how's it going? You know, I got that Jets-Bills game circled on my calendar. I don't know about you.
Well, you know what? In a betting world, when you have two bad teams, any inside edge can make you money, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I think this over-under is it's creeping down. It's probably going to close, you know, in that 35, 36-point range. I actually think there might be a little value to bet the over there because, you know, we talk about this all the time. It's not just offenses that score points. When you have turnover-prone quarterbacks, you can see a lot of points on defense, special teams as well.
The one of the games that is interesting right away is the game that's coming up tonight, Carolina and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at home, giving away 7. Carolina, they're playing some good football right now. It's like every time I start to believe in them, they let me down, and every time I start to kind of feel that they're going to go by the wayside, they start to play good again under Cam Newton. So give me your thoughts on this game, 7.5. I think 7, actually, is what Pittsburgh's giving away.
Well, actually, so the line opened at 7. It has since been bet down.
Oh, yeah, it went down. I see that. Yeah, it just changed.
Yeah. All the way to 3.5. So a lot of public support for the Carolina Panthers. I actually think there is some value here on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here at Action Network, we have our power ratings, which you can use to kind of derive a spread, and we have them as a 4.5-point favorite. So this is a situation when the public has kind of overreacted a bit to, you know, what we saw in the last game or last couple of games with Carolina and bet that line down a bit too far. I think at home, Pittsburgh is still in a good spot. And going back as far as we have tracked in our BetLab database to the early 2000s, home favorites on Thursday night football are actually covering at a 61% clip. And I think that's for a couple of reasons. One, when you're when you're not the better team and you're going on the road on a short week, it is difficult to kind of live up to expectations. And also, the game doesn't have enough of a chance to kind of be bet, you know, by people who love to just kind of hammer these favorites when you talk about kind of a three days between games as opposed to a whole week. So I think everyone's kind of hopping on Carolina here. I think you want to take that value with the Steelers.
Boy, that number, talking about Thursday night, doesn't make me feel good with the Packers going on the road next Thursday night to take on the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, you know, that's always a tough place to play as well up in Seattle. So it'll be interesting to see what that line is. But, you know, first they got to take care of business at home against the Dolphins today. And that spread has actually been bet up from 9.5 to 10. So kind of a little bit much there. But, you know, 10-point spreads, you know, after favorites had a very good week, I think you're going to see some of these lines inflated quite a bit. And you're going to kind of want to watch out for, as they grow, you can maybe get a half a point or a point of value by taking some underdogs.
Then you've got Atlanta on the road. Cleveland, the only games they've won have been at home, but they pretty much jettison everybody. Cleveland started out getting 4.5 on this one. And Atlanta's, you talk about a struggling team this year, but they're still giving away 4.5 on the road in Cleveland, huh?
Yeah, so Atlanta, you know, if they win this game, they're back to 5-4, and you know, I think they'll be in a good spot considering everything that's gone wrong for them with their defense. Not much public support at all for the Cleveland Browns. 82% of the betting tickets and 91% of the money is on the Atlanta Falcons here. So public and the sharps are on the same side. Where there is kind of a little bit of sharp action is the over/under in this game. So I mentioned Atlanta's defense. Cleveland's defense has also been poor against the run, and 67% of the tickets are on the over, so that's kind of, you know, normal. People like to bet the over, but 92% of the money is on the over as well, so that signifies that there's some big, big bets coming in at over 50.5 right now.
Then you continue to move on. New Orleans on the road taking on Cincinnati. New Orleans is playing some fantastic football. They're giving 5.5 to the Bengals. I think that number should actually be higher. Cincinnati, especially in big game situations. Now, granted, it's 1 o'clock, you know, Eastern Coast time on a Sunday noon, on here Central time. But Cincinnati's not playing good football right now, and they've also lost AJ Green.
Yeah, that's the tough thing. This line is actually, I see it at 5.5 right now, so it opened at 4.5. It's been bet up a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if it closed at 6 or 6.5, something like that. And I actually think there's a little bit more value on the over-under in this one as well, because you mentioned it. Without A.J. Green, Cincinnati is not going to be able to live up to their number four ranking in explosive passing plays. And that when you're betting these over-unders, that's kind of what you're, you know, kind of looking to avoid if you're betting on the under. You're trying to find teams that are going to have to kind of move the ball down the field a little bit slower. And A.J. Green was responsible for 40% of the air yards. Without him, it's just going to be tough for them. And let's not forget, New Orleans also the top run defense in the league. So New Orleans can score a lot of points, but I don't know if Cincinnati can.
A couple of games that I have interest, obviously Detroit's on the road in Chicago. Chicago's giving away 6.5. That's because that defense has just, I think, been so good, and Trubisky hasn't done anything crazy stupid. He's put up a couple of decent number games. But, boy, you talk about Detroit being a disappointment so far with Matthew Stafford and company, but they're getting 6 on the road in Chicago.
Yeah, and this is one where you actually do see some sharp action coming in on the Detroit Lions here. The Bears getting about 2/3 of the betting tickets, but only about half of the money. And I think the spread is a little large. This could be a low-scoring game. When you have a low-scoring game, it's harder for the favorite to kind of separate as much. And so I think this could be a situation where Detroit is a little bit undervalued, but you mentioned it, you know, just not really – things not really coming together the way they had hoped for Matthew Stafford. And I think, you know, without Golden Tate last week, it was really problematic for him. I think he took those 10 sacks, and I think a big part of that was not having Tate as that quick outlet guy to kind of get the ball to under pressure. So that's going to be interesting to watch with Khalil Mack looking like he's going to return.
Seattle on the road. They're taking on the Rams, and they are 9.5-point dogs in this one. Because what happened to the Rams last weekend in New Orleans, is that too big of a number?
I think it's too big of a number regardless of what happened last week. You know, Seattle is a very competitive team. They did lose by 11, 28, 17 at home to the Chargers, and I think that's part of what's going into it. But if you saw that game, you know that the Seahawks had a chance to score points, you know, right at the end of that game and just drop the touchdown pass. So I think this number for a competitive Seahawks team, I know they're going on the road, I just think that's a little too large. I've seen the number at 10.5 in some spots. I would definitely take it at that number with Seattle playing better football than I think anyone had thought they would.
Another good game, Dallas on the road taking on Philadelphia. The number's gone up. Philadelphia started at 6.5 now, or 6 under. Now they're giving away 7, I believe, in this one, if I'm not mistaken. You know, what has fallen off? What is the Dallas Cowboys? Where have they fallen to? Because just a couple of years ago, it was all Zeke and all Dak, and now they're a team that seems to be ready to fire their head coach, even though Jerry Jones says he's not going anywhere. But it seems like things are ready to be shaken up in Dallas.
Yeah, I think people are just tired of the same story every year where, you know, Dallas, you know, the NFC East is wide open every year, and yet Dallas kind of has these games where they just don't fully take advantage of it that happened on Monday night against the Titans. And you know, if this line, though, it's up to 7.5. I think if that keeps growing, I think there's probably value on the Cowboys. I don't necessarily think the Eagles at this point should be favored, you know, by 8-9 points against anybody. It's kind of some recency bias from what happened on Monday night. But I do think Amari Cooper helps this passing game for Dak Prescott. It's just the issue here is Sean Lee. Looks like he's going to be out again for an extended time. So that's what you worry about with Dallas, is that can that defense continue to hang in there with no Lee and with the offense not really controlling the ball as well as they did when they were, you know, kind of at their best.
Then you've got the game here in our own backyard. Ryan Tannehill is doubtful. Looks like it's going to be Brock Osweiler. The Packers giving away 9.5 right now in this one. Is that too much?
I think it is. It's just too much. You know, anytime you see these double-digit spreads, unless it's just a complete kind of, situation where, you know, like maybe you have the Buffalo Bills or somebody like that, a team that really you don't have any confidence in, I think you want to kind of avoid these spreads. I mean, if you think about it, Miami actually has the better record than Green Bay. So, you know, 9.5 is a lot of points. There is a lot of public support on the Packers, of course. So 79% of the bets and 85% of the money coming in on Green Bay, where the sharp action is again, the over-under. You have half of the tickets coming in, you know, on the over, half coming in on the under, but 80% of the money on the under in this game.
Chris, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you again next week as we get it on again, okay?
All right, go take care.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!